Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 227, the stanzas 1 and 3. O Lord of hosts, how lovely thy tabernacles are. For them my heart is yearning, in banishment afar, my soul is longing, fainting, thy sacred courts to see. And what follows? Psalter 227, the stanzas 1 and 3. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Mark 16, the verses 1 through 15. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Mark 16, the first 15 verses. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, They saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. And now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who remains in the hospital in Cleveland, Mr. Johan Klock, who hopes to travel on Friday with his family to Spain for a future surgery, Mr. and Mrs. Neil Vandement and families, with the death of Dorothy's mother, Martha Neeson, at the age of 97 years. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we have heard of wonderful things out of thy holy word, of an empty tomb where thy dear son has been laid, but where on the third day that he was risen as the living Savior, as the living King, and where he has appeared unto his church, to declare unto them, I am Joseph. And then the solemnest of old has declared, This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. May it please thee by thy Spirit to grant solemn impressions thereof, of that living King, the living Savior, that is the only hope for us and our children and to that end the earth may still continue, and to that end in this morning hour, then we and our dear children may still come up to thy courts to hear what thou hast to say unto us, and may it please thee to reveal thyself as the living Savior, the living King, where thy Son thou hast given him all power in heaven and upon earth, that his power may be manifested, that sinners, boys and girls, young people, older ones, that they may be wrought upon, and that by the Spirit they may learn their great, their desperate need, and that as lost sinners they need to be saved, and when that takes place, then they shall begin to cry and sigh with those living desires for the living God, with profound impressions of their sins, and also the need that thy justice needs to be satisfied. Ah, Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. On this special day, it is true, each Lord's Day we may commemorate that he is risen indeed, but in this day in a special way, then we may commemorate and be given to meditate upon the wonders of a triune God, wherein the resurrection of Christ, thou wast given thy divine amen, and to that end the Spirit gathers, preserves, and defends his church. Ah, Lord, then we have heard of wonderful things. We have heard of those seeking women early in the morning. Ah, thou knowest how that each and every one has awoken this morning, how they have come up to thy house. May there have also been those true seekers. Ah, Lord, thou knowest what a fears and what a stones, what a sins, what a riddles, and what a perplexities, what a questions, what an examining there can be. And at times the fear that they are not a right seeker and not a true seeker, and therefore they shall never find. But, ah, Lord, may this scripture which we have read together, may it be encouragement. Were those women, with their spices they had much to learn. Their knowledge was very small. Seemed like their hope had suffered shipwreck, but they had a heart full of love for thee, and thy church learns we love him because he has loved us first. And then those seekers, they have become finders. Ah, Lord, may that take place in this morning hour, that it may be experienced that he is risen indeed. Well, to grant unto thy people, because with the death of Christ it is written, he was delivered for our offenses, but he was raised for our justification, to receive the receipt of acquittal. Well, to grant those further leadings, may it please thee to be a surprising God, that it may be heard in this day the wonders performed by the risen King, by the work of the Holy Spirit. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Lord, wilt thou remember thy church on this day all over the earth, that the kingdom of Satan may be broken down, and that thy kingdom may be multiplied, expanded, but also established under many different circumstances, and they are all known unto thee, our Lord. When we may come up to thy house with a measure of health and strength, that we take it not all for granted, and also that we may so freely come to thy house without fear of persecution, fear of being disturbed, although the devil also comes up to thy house, but, our Lord, in an outward way, that we may still have so many privileges and so many freedoms, wilt thou remember us and our dear children, hastening to a never-ending eternity with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. We commend unto thee a mourning family, father and mother, where the tidings have come that mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, that at a very high age, that she has exchanged time for eternity. Wilt thou uphold the mourning family, and may this calling be sanctified by the work of the Holy Spirit, because, our Lord, thou knowest that by nature it is always someone else, and then we live upon the earth as if this is our eternity. We commend unto thee the sick and afflicted. Our Lord, continue to remember the daughter in her weak and frail condition, although there is some improvement, and the doctors have indicated that nothing abnormal, but all may the time come that she may partake of food and drink, and in that way to be strengthened, and above all that the serious calling, that it may come out of thy right hand, be sanctified for the saving of souls, and that there may come a time that they may return. A young father with his dear wife, with her two little ones, they also hope to travel at the end of this week to a faraway country. Thou knowest what has been scheduled, what has been planned, and then we humbly beg of thee, may the prayers be multiplied, that it may prosper in thy hand, that it may be for healing and strengthening. For thee there is nothing too wonderful, and that also this calling may be sanctified. So we commend unto thee all the sick and afflicted under the physician's care, with many fears, with many concerns. Wilt thou uphold them, wilt thou remember them, and may all the callings be used for the saving of souls. We commend unto thee the sick relatives. The circumstances are known unto thee. We remember all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones, all the special crosses and burdens. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help, that thy testimony may be opened in a special way. Wilt thou remember all the hearers, Remember those that could not come up to thy house bound to their dwellings. Wilt thou also grant them a blessing? Wilt thou remember the branch? Wilt thou help the brother elder in this day? And may thy word be richly blessed to the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 318, the first four stanzas. The glorious gates of righteousness throw open unto me, and I will enter them with praise, O Lord my God, to thee, and what follows. Psalter 318, the first four stanzas. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Mark 16, the verses 4 through 8, and we shall read the verses 6 and 7. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified, he is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Our text words speak of the seeking women at the empty tomb of the risen Christ. With three thoughts, in the first place, the trembling women entering the tomb. Secondly, the comforting instruction in the tomb. And thirdly, a precious command concerning the tomb. The seeking women at the empty tomb of the risen Christ. The trembling women entering the tomb. The comforting instruction in the tomb. And the precious command concerning the tomb. Beloved congregation, then in this morning hour, it is true, it is told that the early church, that each Lord's morning when they have met together, that they have greeted each other with the words, The Lord is risen indeed. And then in this morning hour, in a special way, we may commemorate the resurrection of Christ, that he is risen, and that he is the living King, and may that be experienced amongst us and our dear children, in the way of beginning, in the way of conversion, because then we have to do with the living God for the seekers and for the further instruction for the people of God. Oh, in that living King, there lies the only hope and expectation for us and our children. The Apostle Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14, that without the resurrection of Christ, that the preaching would be in vain, and also that the church's faith would be in vain. And now in this morning, then we are called to consider a little church that has risen very early and that has made their way to the tomb and that have experienced wonderful things. Oh, for those women, it was as we read in Isaiah 26, verse 9, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. And with the solemnest of Psalm 42, verse 5, O my soul, why art thou cast down and so disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Ah, for those seeking women, many questions and many perplexities. But what do you think, congregation, for such seekers that have sought him with their whole heart, that have wept those bitter tears? They were seekers that could not miss the Lord, seekers that were not satisfied only with the gifts, but that needed the giver. What do you think? Shall then those seekers, shall then they seek in vain? Shall they then be put to shame? Seeking souls, what is your answer? For those seeking women, then you know the answer. Then you shall say no. That cannot be, and that shall never be, because the Lord has promised to never forsake the work of his own hands. And shall the Lord now shed that love abroad in their heart, it is true. The church shall learn 1 John 4:19. We have loved him because he has loved us first. The church, also those seeking women, they shall learn more and more how dependent they are upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. But what instruction and what encouragement we have for those true seekers. Oh, in the Lord's way, at the Lord's time, they shall become finders, shall always go in a way different than those seekers expect. But the Lord is faithful to his word. And so we can picture congregation. And then it is necessary that we compare all four gospels, and then we read of different ones. Mary Magdalene, she is mentioned in each gospel. Mary, the mother of Joseph, Johanna, Salome, and other Mary, and others. And depending whether that other Mary refers to the Mary mentioned or an other Mary, then the minimum 6 or 7, because others speaks of a minimum of 2. And then those seekers, they were bound together with a bond of love, with the same desires and with the same longings, the same cries and the same sighs. And then I read in Psalm 119:63, I am a companion of them that fear me, and of those that keep thy precepts. And now we read of certain of those women already in Luke 8 that they have administered of their substance to the Lord. That is the life of those true seekers. Although they have much to condemn themselves, and nevertheless those seekers, they may tell the Lord, notwithstanding all their sins and all their riddles, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. And now the Spirit, through the living King, then he was making room in the life of these women for a new benefit in the steps of grace. Oh, then soon light would fall upon the cross of Calvary, light upon his priestly office. And so early in the morning, what a blessing it was, congregation, that those women, that they had great respect for the Sabbath day. And I read in 1 Samuel 2:30, those that honor me, I will honor. But those that despise me, they shall be lightly esteemed. Then it is specifically mentioned after the burial of Christ. And then there were women that have beheld it. And then they have quickly, before the Sabbath day has come, then they have quickly went to buy spices and prepared them. That is already a sweet work. When we may be given by the grace of God to prepare those spices, tears, repentance, prayers, reformation, all on account of that love to please the Master. And now it was the desire for those women. Their knowledge was small. Seemed like their hope had suffered shipwreck. And we read in Proverbs 13, verse 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but the desire received is as a tree of life. But they still had a heart full of love, even for a dead Jesus. And they have beheld it, Nicodemus, 100 pounds of spices, that the body of Jesus may be embalmed, that he would not decompose so quickly. Although in Psalm 16, verse 10, there it is declared that he would not suffer corruption. But now it was the desire of those women that they may embalm and anoint him even better, that the process would be slowed down. Of course, those women, they had to learn that those spices, they would learn it when they come to the grave. And those seeking women need to learn that concerning those spices in the part of sanctification, they are commanded, called, and accepted. But concerning justification, then not a single spice of mankind can be added, because the church is saved by free and sovereign grace. And now those women, they had so much respect for the Sabbath day. They did not make an excuse and says it's an emergency. That's on the Sabbath day. This work needs to be done. I'm not saying waiting is easy. But they have kept the Sabbath day holy. And they have waited till early in the morning, the first day of the week. And when we compare scripture, it is not contradictory, because we read in the one gospel when it was dark, another gospel when it began to dawn, and in Mark when the sun was coming up. And I think our children can understand it, that we can reconcile that they began to set out from their homes when it was dark. And then by the time they have come to the empty tomb, that the sun was risen. Because if they had went to the tomb on the Sabbath day, then I think our boys and girls know what they would have met with. They would have met with those watchers guarding the tomb and with the seal. Undoubtedly, they did not know about the watchers and about the seal. And then they would have come to the tomb. The watchers would have sent them away. They would have not even dared to approach with the royal watch. And they would have went home so discouraged and so sad. But now, because they kept the Sabbath day, then when they came to the tomb, then the watch would be gone and Christ was risen. And so they have went on their journey. Oh, undoubtedly, they have not spoken so much. Maybe they were silent in deep thought concerning their beloved. because on Good Friday, then their hope has perished. Maybe they have hoped that in the 3-hour darkness that Christ would have used the opportunity to come down from the cross and escape. But what has now happened? They have seen it. Their beloved has died, taken off of the cross, and laid in the tomb. And yet, a heart full of love for a dead Jesus. And then we read that suddenly the thought is crossed. Can be even times in the lives of those seeking souls that it seems that they are even losing their mind a little, because they knew that the stone, a large stone, was rolled before the mouth of the tomb. And then suddenly one of the women has said, because we read that the stone was very great, and they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? Are there those seekers that have those stones? Great stones that they cannot remove. And in the life of the church, stones concerning their state and stones concerning their condition, there is a difference. Oh, souls that are exercised with the stone of God's justice, and with their sin, thus stones in the way of grace, but concerning their condition, when there is backsliding, an idol, holding on to a bosom sin, then it can be, as it were, a stone at the throne of grace. We read in Lamentations 3, verse 44, that the prophet Jeremiah, that was not concerned his own sin, but the sin of land and people, of course, the prophet was included, that as it were, that there was a cloud, that the prayers could not come through. Oh, what a stones of impossibilities, what a riddles there can be in the life of those seekers. There can be the way of impossibilities concerning their knowledge, their humility. What a stones there can be in the way of providence. And who shall roll us away the stone? Ah, women, then I think it is best. With everything that has happened, it has become clear you have deceived yourself, and now you are so foolish with those spices to come to a tomb where there is no entrance, where there is that large stone. Then women, then I think it is wisest you have received the mind that you return to your dwellings, because it is all hopeless. And that thought can arise oftentimes in the heart and life of those seekers. And yet, those women did not return. And why? Because they could not. On account of that burning love, And above all, oh, if we asked those women about those things, they would not dare to tell us. But we read many texts that the Lord holds on to his people. And in John 6, verse 37, all that the Father hath given me will come unto me, and he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Thus it was the work of the Spirit that with the stone, with all the impossibilities, with all the riddles, that they have continued in the early morning on the way to the sepulcher. And then they have come closer, and then they saw the tomb in the distance, and then they were given to see that the stone was rolled away, that the Lord has taken care of that stone. We read in Isaiah 65, verse 24, that there are those times that the Lord hears even before they call. Thus, what a wonder-doing God it is, true. With that rolled-away stone, John Bunyan has written in a certain place, the Christian is seldom at ease when one trouble doth him leave, another one does him cease. But those women, they have continued to that empty tomb. And congregation, now the question is, how do we compare to those seeking women? Have we begun to seek the Lord? And if your answer is no, then tell me in this morning, why not? Oh, and then maybe quickly to excuse yourself, because the Lord first needs to seek me, and that is true. Hold on to that. Free and sovereign grace. But let me now ask you, will that excuse stand in the great day of judgment when you shall appear before the risen Christ as King? Will that excuse stand? Then let me ask you a few things. A few matters. Have you done what you could? And secondly, how does the seeking of spiritual things compare to the seeking of earthly things? Because the King has commanded, think in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto it. And Proverbs 8, verse 17, those that seek me early shall find me. And to that end, my unconverted fellow travelers, may you in this day do due diligence to seek the Lord with all your strength, and then you shall experience, and then it shall become your prayer, Lord, thy grace thou showest to thy saints, that grace revealed to me. And that way, sinner shall learn that it is the work of the Holy Spirit. To that end, it is necessary that all our excuses are taken away. And as I read in Romans 3 verse 19, that every mouth is stopped and that the whole world becomes guilty before God. We also read concerning the resurrection of those watchers. It is a terrible thing to be such a watcher concerning our Bible that we keep it so closed for us and also for our dear children, and that we are such a watcher concerning our conscience that we try to silence that it does not speak too loudly. Those watchers, when the Lord has manifested a little of his power. We read with the death of Christ that there was an earthquake, but with the resurrection of Christ, that there was a great earthquake, and those watchers could still run away. But when the angel of death comes, congregation, then we cannot escape. And then we must appear before the Lord. Oh, may it please. Do we not read in Psalm 118, verse 24 and 25, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And then the added prayer, save now we beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, send now prosperity. Our second thought, the comforting instruction in the tomb. And then we read, and entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. Other gospel just speaks of two angels, does not contradict, and undoubtedly, when they have entered into the sepulcher, and then it is clear that it was a very large sepulcher, because one of those holy creatures have stood at the head where Jesus had lied, another where his feet were, and then for six or seven or even more of those women to enter into the sepulcher, then it is very clear that it was a very large sepulcher, and now those women, in the midst of all their questions, oh, they were very fearful when they saw that stone rolled away. But on account of that love, and account of vehemence and desire, oh, they have entered into that sepulcher. Undoubtedly, later those women, when they have spoken what they have experienced, what they have seen, then they have said to one another, how did we really dare, as women, to enter into that sepulcher? Could have been that there was still a robber. Then we see the wonderful power of love for the Lord and for everything that pertains thereto. And then those messengers, perhaps only one has spoken, therefore in our text word, only speaks of one. And then it is that those heavenly ambassadors from heaven, that they reflected something of the glory of their sender and of heaven, And then how often in the scriptures we read when those heavenly ambassadors have appeared unto the church, that they were filled with profound reverence, with great fear, because that reflects the holiness, the righteousness of their sender. And then God's church is given to see something of their blackness, their vileness, the great difference between that holiness, that perfection, and their sins, their transgressions. And then each time we could mention different examples. Think of Manoah. Even said to his wife, "We must die because we have seen God." But oh, that wife of Manoah was led a little further. Shall the Lord reveal such things? And then slay us. Think of the old priest Zacharias in Luke 1. When the angel Gabriel has appeared, thus we have many examples in the Bible of that fear and of that fright. We even read in the Gospel of Luke that those women, they have first fallen on their faces to the earth. And now what is remarkable, that concerning those seeking women, in our text words, they have not spoken a single word. That is remarkable. But we can picture them. Boys and girls, we can picture those seeking women with burning hearts, with living desires, with all their riddles. Then if we look at them, if we look at their eyes, that they have looked at that messenger, then it is clear that they are seeking souls with such a vehement desire in their heart that they may receive a little instruction concerning the things of the Lord. They were so affrighted that they had no courage, no strength to speak a single word. And yet, desiring hearts. And then, for those women was also a wonder. Although they have not said a single word, that angel, as a young man, that he began to speak, and that he has declared the heart of those women. And that becomes such a wonder for that seeking church. There can be times it is true in our text words. They were together. It was but a small company. But for those seeking souls, there can be times that it seems that their way is so singular that they are given to ask, are there other souls that experience the same things that I do? And now those women, when they have come into that sepulchre and they saw that holy messenger, then there was no place, no one to give those spices to. What a lesson for the church concerning, as we have mentioned, justification and sanctification. But then the young man began to speak. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Same word as fear not. Read that expression, fear not, 65 times in the Bible. Oh, what precious words for the church. Because they have many fears. And not the least fear that it is perhaps all wrong. Lord, is it thou all deceit? Then they are given to add, Lord, thou hast not begun, wilt thou begin in this day? Because that people, that separation, that is worse than death. But now be not affrighted, and then immediately, because that people have many fears, they are legion. Oh, it can be with fathers and mothers, with a child, with a sick child, that parents try to calm their child and say, be not afraid. But meanwhile, the parents even have more fears than their little child. But now the Lord, then that ambassador was sent from heaven in the name of the living and risen King, the Lord Jesus Christ, because that rolled away stone that was the confirmed amen of the Father, because in the resurrection of Christ, and then it is so needful that the church is led further, because they read in Romans 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses, that is Good Friday, but was raised again for our justification, to receive the receipt by the work of the Holy Spirit, to be assured of their portion of the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. But now the young man, the ambassador, was given to declare the heart of those women. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth. Thus their heart was declared. Their hope was revived. They were given to rejoice. They were calmed. That fear was in part already taken away. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth. Whom do we seek, congregation? Whom do we seek? Are we now included in the message in the empty tomb? And when we seek one, someone, then that is not a vague notion. But then we have a knowledge of the one we are seeking. Ask a young man and a young woman who love one another. Oh, when we seek the world, all the things thereof, let us always remember, shall never give the true satisfaction. But now ye seek Jesus of Nazareth. The young man did not say, ye seek the Lord. Have we begun to seek the Lord? It's when the Lord works. And he sheds that love abroad in our heart. Then we have much to do with the Lord. And then we become a God seeker. And then we are given to seek him diligently in the way of the means. And come up to his house. But now this young man, the ambassador, he could speak, he has spoken of a further leading. John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. Thus those women was said, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth. They have sat under his prophetical ministry. They desired him as king. And now when they're seeking, it was necessary, they were further instructed concerning that priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was that further instruction. Let us first sing. Psalter 332, the first three stanzas. Forever settled in the heavens, thy word, O Lord, shall firmly stand. Thy faithfulness shall never fail. The earth abides at thy command. And what follows? Psalter 332, the first three stanzas. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, what blessed seekers, when their heart may be declared, when they may be led a little further, the necessity of the Son of God, when with great delight they may sit under his prophetical ministry. Oh, then there can be times with those gifts that it seems that everything is well. But now for those seekers, they need to be instructed and enlightened further. Ah, for those women, they have begun in the morning in the dark, and then the sun is risen. May that take place in this day where I read in Malachi 4 verse 2, But unto you that fear the Lord, as shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And in Hosea 6 verse 3, that way for the church is prepared as the morning. And now to learn to be led into that priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the ambassador from heaven, then he is given profound instruction, and then he may declare what they have experienced, but also tell what they still needed to learn and experience. But then for those seeking women, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified, that speaks of the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. Although, of course, those women, there was still so much veiled and so much hidden concerning that priestly office, people of God. How far can we come with this precious message of the ambassador and the empty tomb? Oh, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth. Has he been revealed? Has he become necessary, suitable and precious? And have we been led a little further? Because those seeking women learn, even though their way and their heart may be declared, they need a Savior for their sins, for their guilt, and for their debt. Ye see Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, but then he was given to declare also further blessings. Oh, then we read in this proclamation of the leadings of the Spirit concerning his church. And then the ambassador has immediately added, he is risen, he is not here. Oh, in another gospel, why seek ye the living among the dead? Ah, for the church of God, they need to learn that by their works, why seek ye in your works, and your experience in your tears and reformation cannot be missed. There's a mark and a proof of the true. Thus it cannot be missed, but cannot satisfy justice. And then what a glorious declaration. He is risen. He is not here. And there lies the justification for the church. All on the same day, do we not read in Luke 24, verse 45, that he opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures. And then, for those women, as a sign, as a little help. The Lord deals so tenderly. It is true, has given them a loving admonishment, because we read in verse 7, as he said unto you, the enemies, they have listened better than the church. For those women, they have sat under that preaching. Christ has spoken of his body as a temple, given the example of Jonah, has clearly declared to the disciples that he must suffer and die, but they did not understand it. But then the ambassador said, oh, women, look then at the place where he is lying. Oh, look then. We read in the Gospel of John concerning those linen clothes neatly wrapped up, the napkin at another place. Oh, women, is that not a clear proof? Has not been taken away by thieves or robbers, but that as the mighty King, oh, he has declared, John 10, verse 18, I have power to lay down my life. I have power to take it up. It is clear in the scriptures that the resurrection of Christ was the work of a triune God, Father, a Son, and Holy Ghost, all seeking women. See then the place where he is lying, all in order, declares that he is risen in his own strength, that he is the living King, that he is the living Savior. And then thirdly, a command concerning the tomb. Then the woman was first in transgression in Genesis 3, and now the women, they became the first messengers to proclaim the risen Christ and then tell his disciples. Oh, what a sweet word for disciples that have ruined everything, sent everything away. Not worthy to be called disciples. And Peter. Of course, Peter has seen that look. Broken his heart. What bitterly. He was kept by the power of God. But how wretched and how miserable all that look. Peter has never forgotten. But, Peter, he needed a visit. Are there souls in this morning that also need a visit? What a sweet word that must have been, that the women have said, oh, Peter, that messenger has given us a message that we must tell. What has taken place? And then two addresses, one actually, tell his disciples and Peter. What a message for Peter. What an encouragement. Peter received the visit. And then a few words, then we shall close. That he goeth before you into Galilee. What profound words. Christ, this went before us, church, already in eternity, and the Council of Peace. Christ goes before us, church, and the way of grace, conversion, leadings, caring, protecting, upholding. Oh, we go with before them as the great shepherd, the good shepherd that has given his life for the sheep, but the risen shepherd, and we read in John 10 that the sheep, that they hear the voice of the shepherd and they follow him. He goes before him in the way of providence, many times mysterious, but he does go before them many times, seen when the church may be given to reflect, and he goeth before them in the hour of death. Because he has went before with his ascension to open the gates of heaven. A way is made that the church may be brought back to the Father heart of God. Are we now a sheep? Even a little lamb. Because the lamb, smallest lamb, is just as much as part of the flock as a big sheep. Those lambs even receive more care. Not strange for those that have learned of grace. Oh, what an encouragement our text words are for those truth seekers. This declared promise in God's word, accompanied with an example, many examples, that they shall become finders. And now the mark of the true, that those seekers, that is the work of the Spirit, because there can be conscience convictions, there can be many troubles, deliverances and providence, but now the true seekers, they shall not be unable to rest, because it is the work of the living and it is the work of the Spirit to glorify the dying, the risen Savior in the hearts of his people. Then those true seekers, they shall not be unable to rest till they come to a true saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, all young and old. I read in Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is in the day of, call upon him while he is near. And may the Lord grant in this day what we have heard out of our text, for the people of God to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, to experience the further leadings. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Save now, O Lord, we beseech thee. We beseech thee, send thou prosperity. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things, of thy faithfulness and thy care for thy seeking church, and that thou wast given further instruction, and later in the day, in the evening hour, that thou wast opened their understanding, that they could understand what they had seen in the morning. Ah, Lord, wilt thou do the same for us and our children. Wilt thou bless the confession of faith class when we hope to meet once more. Watch over us in this day, return us in this evening, our pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 112, the stanzas 1 and 3. Before thy people I confess the wonders of thy righteousness. Thou knowest, Lord, that I have made thy great salvation known. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. Baptism registration is scheduled for this coming Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. The second wedding announcement of Willem, Gerard Niels, and Dalen, Joanna Slingeland. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, April 5 at 10 a.m. here in the church. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 112, 1 and 3. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.